know. Can anyone think of a biblical text that might support us to say yes? Roger? Yeah. Yeah, very good. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Any other texts come to mind? Liz? Yeah, the Bible does talk about that. Yeah, good. Good. Now, let's think about, all right, if we were to answer no, why would we answer no? Yeah. Yeah, very good. What Matthew is saying is sometimes what we think should be accomplished in a task is not the same thing as what God is trying to accomplish in a task. And so God may get his will done, and we may not get our will done. So, yeah, very good. So a couple texts that went along with the, that are going to go along with the DVD today. The first one is Galatians 2:20, and we'll look at both of these texts, and then we'll watch our DVD. Galatians 2:20. Somebody want to read that nice and loud for us? Can I get a volunteer? Randy? Very good. So in this text, you can see Paul is talking about his union with Christ. I've been crucified with Christ, okay? And it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So he's talking about his this union, this connection that he has with Christ. And then in the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. All right, flip back now to Hebrews. A little bit further back in your Bibles. Hebrews chapter 10. And I'll just read this for us. And in this text, it's about 12 verses. There are two things I saw as a kind of gospel boldness and gospel warnings. So see if you can find those two things, gospel boldness and gospel warnings, as I read through it. Hebrews 10, beginning with verse 19. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain that is through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. For if we go on sinning deliberately, after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a fearful expectation of judgment, and a fury of fire that will consume the adversaries. Anyone who has set aside the law of Moses dies without mercy on the evidence of two or three witnesses. How much worse punishment do you think will be deserved by the one who has trampled underfoot the Son of God and has profaned the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified and has outraged the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay." And again, "The Lord will judge his people." It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. All right. That concludes our Bible reading. We will watch the DVD, and then we will have some discussion questions to work through. Enjoy. Am I on? All right. Good. That was convicting and encouraging at the same time. Let's rehearse a couple of the key points. Bye, youth. Thanks for joining us. All right. Let's rehearse a couple of the key points, and then we'll have some discussion questions. Number one, when we forget that our identity is in Christ, we fail to see our potential in Christ and struggle with daily tasks. When we forget that our identity is in Christ, we fail to see our potential in Christ and struggle with daily tasks. And the second one is we forget that our identity is in Christ, or when we forget that our identity is in Christ, we will look for hope and security in other things, especially when the daily tasks seem overwhelming. So, you know this is true. Everyone is looking for hope and security in something, but some people build on the sand and some people build on the rock. All right, so let's look at some of these discussion questions. The first one is, when faced with trials or tasks in daily life, how do we tend to view them? How does our identity in Christ enable us to overcome the responsibility of tasks that seem too challenging? What do you think? We can break this up into two if you want to. Liz? Yeah, good point. Yeah, so the interruptions and the difficulties in life are not, those are supposed to happen. Those are normal. Yeah. What else? How do you, Pam? Yeah. In America, we're very used to things going pretty smooth. So when we get hit with a difficulty, it really throws us off. Whereas people in other parts of the world experience really hard things every day. So yeah, this is something especially for us. So how does our identity in Christ enable us to overcome the responsibility of tasks that seem too challenging? Let's think about that for a minute. Marcia? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if we get our identity right, it's an incredibly freeing thing to experience. But we often forget. We, like he said, identity amnesiacs, we forget who we are. One preacher would say that we often spend too much time listening to ourselves instead of preaching to ourselves. We need to be preaching to ourselves what's true, what the Word says, instead of listening to ourselves when we tell ourselves, all you have is all you, you're by yourself. That's all you have. And you failed yesterday, and you're going to fail again today. But that's not the truth if we Christ. That text, I think we looked at it the other week, 2 Peter 1:3. Find it here. 2 Peter 1:3. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence. So God has given us all things that we need. And we need to be reminding ourselves of that as we go through our day. So, number two, when a challenge in life appears overwhelming, rather than turning to Christ, we often turn to other things for hope and security. Why do we tend to do this? And what is the result when other things do not fulfill that role? Blaine. Yeah, yeah. At the end of the day, when we do that, we're believing a lie. We're not believing the truth, and we're living our lives based on that wrong foundation. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. Yeah. So sometimes we try to do things our own way, and then when it doesn't work, we don't take credit for it. We just shift the blame. Yeah. Randy. Yeah, that's true. We forget the resources that we have in Christ, and we also forget how utterly miserable we are apart from Christ, and how far low, how much we miss the mark. We forget how broken we are and how much we miss the mark, how much we need Christ. And then we also forget how much resource we have in Christ. So we have those two things. So let's see. Let's just talk for a minute. What are other things that we might turn to? We've kind of generically talked about other things. Let's just list a couple of those out. What are things you turn to? Okay, I should be trusting Christ right now, but I'm running towards this pseudo-savior, like Blaine said. Let's list some of those out so we can just get them out. Don. Yep, we want the affirmation of other people. Family. Yep. Yeah, so some people will turn to alcohol or drugs or food. We do that. Yeah. Money. Mm-hmm. Sleep. Yeah. May turn to relationships, entertainment. I'm not gonna go to alcohol, but I'm just gonna drown my sorrow in entertainment. I don't know if you've done that. I have. Work. We just bury ourselves in work to try and relieve the pain. Facebook. Yeah. I would put that under the category of entertainment, but or relationships. We're just give everything to a relationship when really we should be hoping in Christ. And it ends up in discouragement and depression, anger, pity parties. All right. Number three. When Christians ignore or fail to engage in the daily tasks to which God calls them because the tasks seem too much, would you call this sin? And how should a Christian respond to such moments? When you're not doing something that God has called you to because it seems too much, is this sin? Yes, it's sin. So how should a Christian respond to such moments? I guess the question is, let's think practically, what does repentance look like? We're called to do this, we're not doing it, it's a sin of omission. What does repentance look like? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Adam and Eve sent the whole world into a downward spiral because they ate some fruit. They disobeyed God. So no sin is small. And also, yeah, it starts with confession. First, we have to admit whatever fill in the blank is wrong. I should be doing this or I shouldn't be doing this, depending on what it is. It starts with confession, but I don't think it finishes there, because then we don't just stop doing something. We have to turn a corner and start doing righteousness. So I was just thinking about this practically for myself. What would this look like for me? So it starts with confession. You have to call a spade a spade. If something's wrong, you got to call it wrong. And you got to realize it's worthy of punishment. But then I think when we're turning the corner, we need to ask the Lord for help and realize I'm weak and I'm broken and I need help. And then it moves on into action. It's not just stop, do this. It's turning the corner, asking for help, and then stepping out in faith and doing what we know we're supposed to be doing, right? Marcia? Yeah.
And I always look like that to other people, and our culture doesn't value the bad at all.
Yeah, we don't value neediness, weakness. Let's look down upon Justin. Yeah, very good. So what you're saying is that it doesn't look the same for everyone. Like, not everyone's called to the same thing, but we get our orders from the Lord. We don't get our orders from our neighbor, from our Christian friend. They're doing X, Y, and Z, so I need to do X, Y, and Z to this ability. But if we're taking our commands from Christ first, then we're accountable to Him. We're not accountable to our friend. I mean, we are accountable to our friend. We're in community. But ultimately, what matters is that we're doing what God has told us to do. Yeah. Yeah. That's good. That's good. Don. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so there's a kind of repentance that is not biblical where you say, I did this wrong, I need to do what's right. And then we just turn around and try and do what's right in our own strength. And we don't confess our weakness, our brokenness, and we don't remind ourselves of our identity and go to the Lord for help, which is what we need. Because if we turn around and say, all right, I'm going to do it different this time, we're going to fall right on our face again. It's like you fall on your face, get up, turn around, fall on your face again, unless you go to the Lord for help, right? Okay. Well, I think we're running out of time here, so let's close in prayer. On the back, just before I do that, on the back there are some personal application questions. If you want to take some time this week, just maybe look at those and pencil something in and just see what the Lord might have you to use this study to apply to your life. And then also there's further study in 1 Samuel 17. That's just the story of David and Goliath. So if you want to meditate on these themes a little bit more, you can do that. All right, let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that you have given us your word. You've revealed yourself to us in the word, and you've revealed yourself to us in Christ. Thank you that you have made a way for us to not just be forgiven, but to actually come into your family. We can approach the throne of grace with boldness because of the blood of Christ has been shed for us. Father, I pray that you would help us to remember our identity in Christ. Help us to not take a shortcut when we're practicing repentance. Pray that you would help us to remember our great need of you. Pray that we would call sin, sin, and that we would repent and truly walk by faith and walk in the power of the Spirit that you have given to all who believe. Pray that you'd help us as we go out into our week, and for the service ahead, pray that you would be worshipped in spirit and in truth. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.